Change What? How? Written by Z. Charnot, September the 23rd, 1988, Part 2. Wealthy people and wealthy nations are shielded, protected, guarded from desperate need. They are shielded, protected, and guarded from burglars, theft, blackmail, and terrorism by laws and their enforcement. More and more law enforcement is directed towards sustaining property rights and the advantages of the wealthy. Desperate need becomes destructive. With nothing to lose, how can people be restrained by laws? Number 10. Change what? Change is necessary. We agree. But what are we going to change? How are we going to change? So many are so aware of the difficulties involved in gaining responsiveness from politicians, from leaders, from people in general. So many are so aware of the difficulties involved in creating redirection, in getting reform. We tend to be so accountable to the impossibilities of radical change, and so unaccountable to the converging consequences of pollution and our abuse of nature. It doesn't matter how hard it is to change. We must change to live. 17 points. Number 1, the juncture. In these 10 headings, in the foregoing, in these few minutes, most, if not all, who hear or read these statements can agree upon what has been said, even the questions raised. But at this juncture, we have to begin to deal with the questions of what to change and how to change. Number 2, the unfamiliar and the familiar. Even a newborn infant responds more to the unfamiliar than to the familiar. The head turns, the pulse rate quickens. When nursing, the sucking rate increases. All indicate the response of the infant to the unfamiliar. With experience, with learning, the unfamiliar becomes familiar. The head doesn't turn, the pulse doesn't quicken, the sucking rate doesn't increase. Everyone has an alertness to the unfamiliar and a dim awareness of the familiar. What we must do is to be sensitive to the relentless changes we are experiencing, which affect life and health. Number 3, an anchorage in the familiar. We explore, we experiment, we are curious, we adventure. We are intrigued by the new, the unusual, the unfamiliar. Look at the newspapers, the television. We are always probing the unknown. But we probe the unknown, the unexplained, with certain cautions, with reserve, with an anchorage in the familiar. Don't change too much, too fast. Don't go too far, too fast. Number 4, the tide of consequences. None of us on the planet can hold back the tide of consequences. We, hearing these words or reading them, are perhaps among the best informed and best equipped to report the tide of consequences. But no one alone can stay the consequences. Few in small numbers can diminish consequences significantly. Only public information and public education can help. Headlines or 2-minute radio or television spots can't contain and convey the message. People are prone to be angry at the messenger for the contents of a message to which they cannot respond. They are angry because they are frustrated. They don't know what to do about the message other than to deny it, not believe the contents of the message, or else not believe in the credibility of the messenger. The messenger is there unwelcomely bearing the message. Do we really want to be the messenger? To whom do we deliver the message? The opening line in the Kitchener-Waterloo Record reports my advocacy of conditioning aid to farmers upon reduction or elimination of the use of inorganic nitrogen fertilizers. Inorganic nitrogen fertilizers are affecting our water supplies and the chemistry of our atmosphere. Those fertilizers are toxifying our water and contributing to the changing global atmosphere. Will the farmers respond? Will the Ontario Ministry of Agriculture and Food advise farmers to diminish or eliminate the use of inorganic nitrogen fertilizers? Will the Federal Department of Agriculture adopt the policy? I'm only someone somewhat informed about the environmental issues of water resources, atmospheric chemistry, and food security. I'm a messenger, but perhaps one difference between the message we bring and the message some others bring is that we at Domain practice the alternatives. We use fish manure or goose droppings in place of inorganic nitrogen fertilizer. Number 5. Believe what? Believe whom? I suggested to the farmer across the road that he take pine needles from our 12 acres of woods and put them on his strawberries to improve the vascular structure of his strawberry plants. Did he do it? No. I suggested to La Cité Écologique that they not put all their cabbage plants with the concentrated aroma next to one another and attract the moths whose larvae were eating their cabbage. I believe they will do what I suggest. Will they respond, and not the farmer across the road? Why will they respond, and not the farmer across the road, who works for the University of Guelph? Because of what they believe, and whom they believe. Number 6. Hear, understand, believe. All of us, first, must hear, then understand, then believe. In order to help people hear, then understand, then believe, Cicero recommends we tell people what we are going to tell them, then tell them, then tell them what we told them. I like Cicero's suggestion. I find his suggestion is effective. Number 7. I am going to tell you. I'm going to tell you that human life is dependent upon other life forms. I'm going to tell you that there is no habitable room for human life without habitable room for other life forms. I'm going to tell you that human beings are separated, isolated, alienated from the life upon which human life is dependent. I am going to tell you people need to hear, to understand, and to believe in this dependence we have upon other life. I'm going to tell you that people are separated, isolated, alienated from one another. We are dependent upon one another. I'm going to tell you we need to change the nature of our public information services and our educational patterns. I'm going to tell you we must examine development in both the developed and the developing world. I am going to tell you we must learn there is no a way to throw things. There can be no waste, only recycled residues. Number 8. A sigh or intrigue. With this list of what I'm going to tell you, this incomplete list, you may sigh in resignation at the duration of this presentation. You may alternatively be intrigued, alerted, and aroused to find out anything to say or do besides nag about the problems and the needed changes. Number 9. In houses. People often live in houses. I live in a house. Often these houses are in a row. Each house has its own patch of property. There may be a fence. The fence defines the property. Around the house there is a yard. In front of a house there is a road or street. There are wires that connect the house to electrical services. There are wires that connect the house to the telephone system. Please proceed to part 3.